Internationally renowned choreographer, dancer, theater director, and writer Bill T. Jones appears in practically every dance history book printed in the last 20 years. He's received major honors from the MacArthur Genius Award to Kennedy Center honors, and his ventures into Broadway resulted in 2 Tony Awards for Best Choreography. Next week, from Election Day forward, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zaid Dance Company will be in residence at Salem College, working with Salem dance students on campus in Winston-Salem. It's part of the new June Porter Johnson series for the Visual and Performing Arts. On Friday night, November 9th at 7:30, the company will perform a program of duets in the intimate and informal setting of Haynes Auditorium in the Elberson Fine Arts Center. It'll be followed by an audience Q&A and reception. When Salem College Associate Professor and Director of Dance Heidi Eccles was asked which artists she thought should kick off the new series at Salem, she says the choice was obvious.
That has always been something that I wanted for the students. And so when the June Porter Johnson series was announced, this endowment that was given to the college, and the president gathered the faculty from the performing arts, I just instantly knew Bill T. Jones would be who I would want to come and perform and work with the students.
What has his impact and his original dance company with Arnie Zaid, what kind of impact has it had on the way you approach dance and the way you teach your students?
I saw him as an undergrad. I saw a video. I wasn't fortunate enough to see a performance, but I saw a video. I studied about him. I think the impact for me was twofold. One was the notion of who could dance, who has the capability to dance. And when you looked at his company several years ago, even still today, the body shapes, the color of skin, the gender, everyone was diverse. And for me, coming from a pretty homogenous ballet training, that was an eye-opener as a young dancer to think that everyone's body is capable of moving. And here is a man who has gathered this diverse group of people and created this intense experience. I also then studied Uncle Tom's Cabin, one of his works, and was also very moved by the way he could explore a sensitive topic of race. And he was able to explore his personal experience. And I think that's when art is at its best, when you explore what's personal to you, but in a way that allows the audience to also connect and to have their own resonance with their own experiences. So that really moved me as a young dancer, and I was influenced in my undergraduate work and then certainly influenced in my graduate work. I was able to then see him at the American Dance Festival. I've seen him perform at many different places, and I'm just thrilled to have him come to Salem and work with students and perform. And I'll tell you, I'm actually a little nervous to have lunch with him.
Well, he is,
you know, you sit in front
man.
Of this mentor, yeah. You know, what has been your mentor, and you think, gosh, what will we talk about at lunch?
Salem College Associate Professor and Director of Dance Heidi Eccles. On Friday night, November 9th at 7:30, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zaid Dance Company will perform a program of duets in the intimate and informal setting of Haynes Auditorium in the Elberson Fine Arts Center. It'll be followed by an audience Q&A and reception. Then on Saturday at 4:30 in Haynes, there will be a screening of the PBS American Masters documentary, A Good Man, which chronicles Jones's intense creative journey as he takes on the most challenging work of his career. On Saturday night at 7:30, Jones returns to Haynes Auditorium for his talk, Insights on Directing, Choreography, and an Artistic Life. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Thanks to the June Porter Johnson Series for the Visual and Performing Arts, all of these events are free and open to the public. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.